Yo, Elise, toss me that disc. Hey guys, we're just hanging out. We're in our Ultimate Frisbee Club. It's me and Elise Giantazio. We're the WikiQuest.
Two-man club.
We're the WikiQuest disc wranglers. We wrangle our discs back and forth, and we try to throw them each other. Make sure we're both Ultimate Disc Champions. We're both rocking the world with our strats. So, if anybody wants to join, go to wikiquestshow.org/sounds and submit a random article sound if you want to join our cool club.
I hope they're only wind sounds.
Oh, yes. Like this sample. So if you stopped listening there, this is WikiQuest, an ongoing experiment in conversation and research.
If they stopped listening there, they wouldn't be hearing this.
Elise, come on.
You made it to this part of the podcast.
Congratulations. Okay, what am I going to do? I'm going to insert a confetti noise here. Okay, thank
you. I'm working on my voice real.
Okay, so this is WikiQuest, an ongoing experiment in conversation and research. I'm your wiki twin, Ted Hubish. I'm not going to come up with one. I'm too tired.
I'm your on fire wiki twin, Elise Giannatazio.
You're on fire, Elise.
I'm literally on fire.
I was going to say you're on a roll.
Well,
when you're on fire, you have to stop, drop, and roll. So I guess so. Haha. So Elise, what have you been up to?
Playing Pokemon.
Yeah, same. That's here. Well, actually, I haven't, because the thing about being in school is that you can't play Pokemon.
Oh, I know. I've been only.
That's a trade-off you have to make for being a smart boy.
Exactly. It's like homework, Pokemon. Sometimes you just gotta do homework. I've also been writing screenplays. That's actually homework for me.
I've been writing screenplays. Woo. I've been screaming and playing around.
That's correct.
In my personal little jungle gym with mulch on the bottom of it, and I have a slide, and I have a fireman pole, and I have a little obstacle course, an obstacle course.
That's good. I'm happy for you.
I have a fun time in my sandbox.
Yeah.
So, Elise, there's a discovery that we made the other day. I posted for promotion. There's thread on the My Brother and Me podcast appreciation group on Facebook. Great podcast, by the way. Please listen to it. They don't need a shout out.
They're very famous.
They're not like very famous, but they're like podcast famous.
That's what I meant.
We found out in the group. I posted on WikiQuest, and then somebody said like, "Oh, hey, we have a podcast that's centered around commenting on random articles too."
And now
it kept on happening, though. And now there's like, we quickly found out that we're not the only ones in the game, which, I mean, that's fine, of course. Like, Wikipedia is for everybody.
We found three other podcast friends do Wikipedia podcasts.
And they're, like, all from, like, within the last year.
Yeah, I wonder if, like, someone whispered into the Boston area. Actually, I only know. There are only two of us in the Boston area.
Yeah, I think that we checked on the Twitter.
Chicago
we checked area. On the podcasts are Song Salad, which is excellent. They basically take a random article in a random genre, a song genre every time. And they make a song off of it.
Yep.
I think they're both musical theater people.
They're really good.
And they are fantastic. They're excellent. Then there's WikiQuest Down.
WikiShipDown.
That'd be the crossover episode. There's WikiShipDown, which that's the one I checked on their Twitter. They're also in Boston.
Yes.
But WikiShipDown.
Come visit.
They're basically like us. It's like the premise is they're like us, but like smarter.
Yeah, I guess that would be a way to put it.
Yeah. They're really funny, and they only have one episode, and they have like instant chemistry. They know what they're doing really well. I mean, it's excellent. I love it.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Then there's WikiWiki What?
WikiWiki What?
What do you think of that?
I didn't get
to listen to it yet. Sorry.
You didn't get to listen.
No,
to
I'm
it.
Sorry. I'm friends with a guy on Facebook and everything, and he's really nice, and I regret not being able to listen to it yet.
He's gonna hear this and be like. What?
He's gonna hear it and go like, "Oh, I mean, that's fine. You're a human with other things to do." I will listen to your thing, okay? It's good. I like listening to podcasts. I've just been busy with finals week. It's finals week. I'm in dang college, guys. I can't just come over and listen to. Okay, but what do you think of it?
It's good. So it's three friends, and they do random articles based on a letter. So they started with A, and they've got A, B, C, and I think they're up to either I or J now.
They just released episode 8.
Okay, whatever the 8th letter of the alphabet is.
We don't have the time. We don't have the time. We don't have the time nor budget to figure that out.
We're not getting paid enough to say the alphabet. No, but so check those three out. We're developing like a cult of Wikipedia.
It's a crime family. Wikipedia crime family. We're the Jimbo.
Podcast.
Oh, God. Don Jimbo.
Jimbo Wales.
It's Don Jimbo.
Exactly.
He asked for money.
Yeah.
He tries to wrangle money out of everybody.
Everyone should come to Boston, and we should do a four-way collaboration of Wikipedia podcasts.
We have to have a fight. It has to be versus.
Oh, like a rap battle.
Is that the first kind of a fight that you thought of?
I'm not strong enough to physically fight them. I just need to verbally fight them.
Right on. So, Elise, this is a good episode. What do you want to do?
I want to hit the random article button.
Yeah, let's stop. Let's have no delay, no further. We're going to press the random article button and get up a random Wikipedia page for us to comment on. So if I could do the honors myself, because the button's right in front of me, I'll press it right now.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I tried to,
That wasn't a part of the funny sound that played.
I tried to wait until the end of the sound, and then I just had to sneeze.
Well, you did, though.
I waited.
Yeah.
Did you see
another success for the Wiki Twins? We can take this one into the bank, and they'll say, this is a podcast, not currency. Can't make $1 million with a podcast.
You've already used that joke today.
But it was also not recorded, so it didn't count as, like, anything.
All right. If it's not on the podcast, it's not real. That's noted.
If it's not on the podcast, it's not legitimate.
Nothing in my life has been real up to this point.
Well, I mean, we fixed it now, so it's all right. Okay, so Alex Jack Nicholson, born February 1st, 1994. Wow, he is close to our age. Is a Welsh footballer who plays as a right back and a right winger for Blyth Spartans and Wales U19 national team. Having previously played for Newcastle Academy and Reserves, also for Chorley FC and Preston North End. Wow.
He's not that much older.
Wasn't real.
He's not that much older than us, but he seems to have accomplished way more.
Well, I mean, it's a YouTube millennial generation. You know what I'm talking about? People being stars. This is a footballer.
I feel like footballers are stars before.
I get the feeling that the footballers aren't going to get their career start from YouTube too. Wow. Okay. So the thing about Wikipedia is the thing we've noticed is that there's a really disproportionate amount of articles about moths and football.
Yeah,
or soccer in American.
There's a ton.
Did you hear my idea
football
for
and moths.
Did I tell you my idea for a WikiQuest musical?
Is it only football and moths? No, you
didn't. It'd be called Moths FC. And it's about a team of moths trying to make it in the world of professional football.
Wait, but then where do we come in? How is it a WikiQuest musical?
Because it's about we make it, and it's WikiQuest product. It's WikiQuest, the Wiki Twins present Moths FC, a musical from the WikiQuest friends.
Everyone would be very confused.
Why not? Because we wouldn't be there? People are confused. People are confused when they walk into a musical like Jesus Christ Superstar, and we're not there?
Yes. We should be at every musical. I'm going to start buying tickets for every single musical, and we're going to go.
In the entire world. That doesn't mean we're in the musical.
Yeah, but we're there, so it counts.
Oh, God. It's Cats and Wiki Twins.
You know what we should do is we should have this be a traveling podcast. We'll just do a podcast in the audience and, like, get people really mad at us.
Oh, it's not like a live show. It's just us being jerks.
Yes.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay, I can deal with that. The WikiQuest was interesting. I had gone to see Violent Femmes play, but the thing is, though, I mean, the WikiQuest was just, they just kind of stole the show. I'm not meaning that by, like, they're really good. They actually stole the show.
They were so bad.
They were not good.
They were very neat.
They were actually very nasty. I didn't get to listen to my Violent Boys.
Yeah.
We'll go to a rock show. Go on.
Oh, yeah. We'll go to a rock show and we'll hijack their, like, sound equipment.
We won't do that. We'll just have megaphones.
Oh, yeah. Be able to be heard over the
megaphones. Band. Elise, do you want to go on to a new article?
Yes.
Okay.
This WikiQuest.
Was that
yes, thank Toby. You. Thank you, Toby.
Hi, Toby.
Hi, Toby. Okay, so Barry Perry.
Barry Perry.
He's another footballer, but his name is Barry Perry. He was from 2nd
better.
April 1939 to 2nd June 2013. He's a dead old man. Age 74, he died. But he was an Australian rules footballer who played with Collingwood in the Victorian Football League. Wow.
Wow, I like Barry Perry, even though that's all the information
Barry
we get about
Perry. His original team was University High School's Old Boys. See, I already broke my rule.
Boys.
I already broke my rule.
You said boys.
Yeah, so what kind of punishment can we put into place?
You have to eat a chocolate-covered almond.
See, I've asked this before on the podcast of what a proper punishment for me doing a bad thing on the podcast would be. It always involves me eating some kind of candy.
That's because we only have candy.
But, like, there's other ways.
You have to not eat the chocolate-covered almond.
But I already didn't want one.
Well, I'll eat a chocolate-covered almond. Oh. Instead of you being punished, I will be rewarded with a chocolate-covered almond.
You dick.
All right. I mean, that's fair and balanced and unafraid.
It's Fryer and Balloons. Elise said fair and balanced in a chat the other day, and I said Fryer and Balloons like I was being very clever. I think it is very clever.
And then I didn't respond.
Because, I mean, you're just kind of a mean friend. Just kidding, you're a good friend.
Oh, okay, so I'm really bad at responding to people because I'll see it, and then I'll be like, I'll respond to this in 30 seconds, and then it's like 3 years, and I'm like, oh, no.
It's never actually 3 years, though.
Sometimes it's like 3 hours, though.
Sometimes it's more than 3 hours.
Oh, gosh.
Elise?
Yeah?
Santa Martable Stip?
What does that mean?
A hand of Martable Mem?
What?
Handsome Marmaduke?
Yes.
Okay.
Heard that one before.
Julie. Spelled G-U. No, not
That's
G.
That's a J.
That is a very J. Spelled J-U-I-L-L-E-Y. Is a commune.
It's a commune.
In the Manche department in northwestern France.
Manche department.
So what is department?
I want to just like the Manche department of a store.
In the admin, what departments means in this context? Departments of France, in the administrative divisions of France, the department is one of the three levels of government below the national level. Territorial collectives unquote between the 13 administrative. I'm saying administrative a lot. I've never said it like that. Regions and the commune. There are 96 departments in metropolitan France and 5 overseas departments, which are classified as regions. Departments are further subdivided into 335 arrondissements. I don't know if I pronounced that right, but I don't pronounce half of the words that I should know in regular common English vocabulary, so it's fine. Themselves divided into cantons. The last two have no autonomy and are used for the organization of police, fire departments, and sometimes elections. Okay.
Did they spell organization wrong?
I bet that it's a legitimate way of spelling it in some place that is not our language, spelling it with an S or a Z.
Basically, departments are like states.
Well, I guess if you put it that way, they could be a little bit like that.
In France.
So, before we get a bunch of hate mail.
Oh, yeah, to it's Elise's not place. Like state.
No, hang on. Yeah. But before we have it, we have a disclaimer. We are stupid.
Well, I mean, it's probably not exactly like states, but you know.
I'm just trying to put the disclaimer there so we don't get like attacked like we're trying to be smart people. We have a podcast where we look stuff up on Wikipedia that we
don't know it to
don't
be.
Know anything. So, Elise.
Yeah.
Let's go back to Juliet. E.
Is there anything?
It's
more
a commune in the Mons department in northwestern France. There's nothing else on this article, so it was useless. However, there's a nice looking parish church. Picture
nice.
Of one.
Nice.
Second off, its canton is called Pontersen, which I like a lot. And its mayor from 2008 to 2014, who knows, I think it's just been kind of undetended since then for 2 years. Guys, this is not good.
There's only 555 people.
Exactly, at all times. But the current mayor, not the current mayor. The mayor is Dominique Lacolazette.
Lacolazette.
Okay, Elise.
Yes.
Let's get a gam.
Get it going.
Let's stand and article it. Thank you. Good. We got some new sounds.
I know. That's
They're very
exciting.
Good. Okay. Hey, Elise, you want to do this one?
Sure. Species affinis is a taxonomic terminology in zoology and botany. In open nomenclature, it indicates the available material or evidence suggests that a proposed species is related to, has an affinity to, but is not identical to, the species with the binomial name that follows. The Latin word affinis can be translated as closely related to or akin.
To.
Okay.
So.
Whoa. That was loud. Whoa, this is an interesting
So what
word.
Makes it interesting?
Because they, like, came up with a word that's, like, that means this is sort of like it, but it's not identical.
That's what I say about people who look similar, but they don't.
Species affinis?
No. Like, if I had an identical twin, which I don't.
You would say species affinis?
Yeah, I say a species affinis, and then I do like a little like secret handshake.
That wouldn't be right, because if you're monozygotic, then you would be identical, like exactly the same. That would only work if you were a fraternal twin, because that's dizygotic.
So wait, okay. Oh God, I want a clone.
Well, that wouldn't be species affinis either, because
I know, but I want a clone.
Why? Wouldn't that freak you out?
Then I could kill it.
Why?
I'm just kidding. Well, there could only be one.
That's true. There's someone. Okay, this is probably sounds crazy.
Hello.
There's another person named Elise Giannatasio.
Yeah, you told me.
Have I told
last
on the podcast?
Episode.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Okay.
I just edited it.
Oh, God.
I just edited it and put it up on the site.
Oh, everything is fine.
Everything's not fine, Elise. If you're going to come in here with that trash.
Oh, okay.
Just kidding. It's not trash. It's good content because we already had it on our podcast. Therefore, it's already guaranteed good content.
There you go. We only produce the best content.
I only make high quality content. Okay. So, species affinities. I'm sorry to say, but Elise is getting more use out of this article than I am.
All right. We can keep going.
I mean, that doesn't mean it's like, that's not bad.
We can continue the quest.
You're as equal amount of a host as I am, according to the agreement.
What agreement?
Oh, you didn't see that thing I made you sign?
What, did I sign it in my sleep?
No, I made you sign it. It's an agreement called, quote-unquote, the agreement, and it says that WikiQuest rights are attached, like, it's basically like a podcast blood pact. Which mean that you have to do this podcast till you die.
Oh. Yeah, I don't remember signing that.
And also, if one of us dies, we have to try to fake. We have to do like a Weekend at Bernie's kind of like a situation where we have to try to fake the other person. So let's do
it. Did I sign it with my left hand?
No.
Darn it. I thought my knowledge of series of unfortunate events would have prepared me for this.
I don't understand that reference. I'm not going to question it.
What?
So,
did you ever read Series of Unfortunate
No,
Events?
But I want to do my demonstration of what the podcast would be like if one of us died. So, so okay, Elise. Okay, I'll pretend I'm dead. All right. I'm dead.
All right, Ted's dead. Are we rolling? 3, 2, 1. Hello, kids. It is me, your good wiki twin, Ted Hubish. And it's me, your bad Wiki twin, Elise Giannadazio, who definitely did not kill.
I'm the ghost of Ted Hubish. She means I'm the ghost of Ted Hubish here to tell you that she meant bad as in cool.
I meant bad as in I murdered you and that's why you're dead.
Oh, damn. Okay, I'm dead.
So, Ted, what have you been up to recently? Oh, you know, just looking at Crash Bandicoot pictures and
yeah, basically.
And like you know,
that's hey, I'm the ghost of Ted Hubish. I can 100%. You are right on the money. I am proud to be murdered by you. Because you are handily taking up this mantle.
I understand.
I'm dead.
Ted Hubish. Oh, he's dead again.
Elise.
Yes?
Do you think it's time for a new article?
Probably.
Let's get over
let's
here.
Let's go.
Project NIA.
Oh, just kidding. I thought that was going to be more exciting.
It wasn't. Project NIA is an American advocacy organization that supports youth in trouble with the law, as well as those victimized by violence and crime, through community-based alternatives as opposed to formal legal proceedings. This project is aiming to ending juvenile incarceration. Guys,
wow, that's
messed
nice.
Up the that sentence real bad. Minus points.
Can we edit it?
No.
Actually,
Wikipedia is a free encyclopedia.
That edit without edit. Logging in.
I'm not editing it.
Why?
Okay. Elise, if you want to edit it, go ahead.
Okay. The project is aiming to end.
Aiming to end. Yes. Aiming to end. Okay, we're doing an edit of this Wikipedia page.
Ooh, we'll hit next. How did you
fix typo?
Just wow, we're changing lives.
You should put yes. We did fix that typo.
No, I'm not crazy.
What? How is that crazy? Oh, that's too much. I've never edited Wikipedia.
Wow, my edit was saved.
Yes, because that's because it's Wikipedia.
We could edit anything.
That is no. Wow. Jimbo Wales would get on our little butts
Jimbo?
And say, hello,
but
you guys aren't
at
allowed.
At least he would notice us.
Notice me, senpai.
Notice me, Jimbo. Is he becoming a meme now?
I don't know if he's becoming a meme, but I guess the word Jimbo.
The word Jimbo? I've been seeing it everywhere, and I'm like, Jimbo Wales?
Jimbo Wales. Anyway, NIA comes from the a Swahili word for with purpose.
So is it Nia?
Nia, I don't know.
All right. I was expecting you to know Swahili, but I guess not.
I won't know about Swahili.
Long pause.
Do you want to do a new article? There's not much interesting going on here.
Sure. I'm really happy that we edited a page.
Yeah, I am too as well. Well, let's think about that for a second. Yeah, I'm happy with that.
I let's deleted three article. Letters.
Let's do a new article.
All right. Oh.
The Mask of Queens. The Mask of Queens, celebrated from the House of Fame, is one of the earlier works in a series of masks that Ben Jonson composed for the House of Stuart in the early 17th century. Performed at Whitehall Palace on 2nd December 1609,
You said December?
It says
February.
February.
It says February.
The current month is December. It is also the year 2016, and it's the day... Well, right now is the day the 6th.
Correct.
Okay. On 2nd February 1609, it marks the notable... you correcting me there totally knocked the wind out of me.
Sorry. Oh my gosh, so I was reading out loud a screenplay earlier, and I said snack instead of sack.
Oh no.
And then, or smack or something, I said snack instead of smack, and so... Someone was like,
snack.
Haha, snack. And then for the rest of my narrating, I just kept saying snack at like random times. Like the word was not snack.
Whoa.
I don't know why.
Whoa.
It was the weirdest thing. Say. Well, like, I don't know. It was like a really like tough story, and it was it was like smack, and I said snack, and everyone was like, and everyone was like, ha ha, snack, and I was like, ha ha, yeah, get over it, guys, and I kept saying snack. It was the worst.
I mean, same.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay, this was really like right after that, some guy kicked me. Like, not on purpose, on accident. He was like, oh, my God. And then he looks over at me, and he was like, what are we? And I was like, hello. Like, as in a flirting thing. And I was like, oh he don't know.
He don't
who
know.
Who I am.
You should have said, I'll you don't know who
him.
I am.
I'll deck him. No, I think I just laughed, because what else she's supposed to do in that situation?
You should have put a frowny face on his Starbucks cup.
He didn't have a Starbucks cup, well, but I will consider it next time.
What if a barista did that? Put a frowny face.
Oh my gosh. I mean, you can really write anything if you're a barista, right? I wonder if they have guidelines.
You can get in trouble.
I want to work at Starbucks just to see what it is. Like how they operate.
I want to figure out what Starbucks is.
I figure out life.
I reverse engineer like everything. I figure it out from the inside out. So let's continue this article we were on.
Okay.
So do you just want to start from the beginning? To actually no. It was a series of masks. It was performed at Whitehall Palace on 2nd February, 1609. It marks a notable development in the mask form in that Johnson defines and elaborates the anti-mask for the first time in its pages. So I don't know what a mask is.
Let's find out. The mask was a form of festive courtly entertainment that flourished in the 16th.
You said that flourish with a flourish, but it was a clumsy flourish because you said it wrong.
Ted, I don't need this from you.
Do you? Not?
that flourished in the 16th and early 17th century Europe, though it was developed earlier in Italy in forms including the intermedio, a public version of the mask. A mask involved music and dancing, singing and acting within an elaborate stage design in which the architectural framing and costumes might be designed by a renowned architect. That's cool.
Wow.
Anyway, then it lists a bunch of people who had masks. None of them very interesting.
Yes, those people are interesting, actually.
Just kidding.
It's the English
Henry
queen.
Henry VIII, I am.
It's the English queen, Anne of Denmark. Frequently danced for ladies in mass between 1603 and 1611. And Henry...
The Eighth, I am.
That's not a song.
Yes, it is.
And Charles I of England performed in the mass at their courts. In the tradition of mass, Louis XIV of France, he got his head done, danced in ballets at Versailles with music by Jean-Baptiste...
Lully.
Lully. Elise. Do you want to dang this new article?
Let's hit it.
Exhale breath condensate. Exhale breath condensate is exhalate from breath that has been condensed, typically via cooling using a collection device.
I like this.
I don't.
Why?
It's creepy as heck.
I like it.
What? Is it something that you would use?
Yes. Oh, have you also? Okay. I'm going off on a tangent. Okay, can I go off on a tiny...
Yes, it's this whole podcast.
Little one. Okay, so did you know that bees can detect cancer?
Wow, is this related?
Okay, basically, I read this thing about a study where these people exhaled into a glass container, and then there were bees on the other side, like, connected by a tube, and if the person didn't have cancer, the bees would fly in. But if they did have cancer, the bees would stay away from the breath of that person. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. Next time I get cancer, I should get some bees with me.
Okay. That's one way to look at it. But anyway, isn't that really interesting?
Buzz.
I don't know if that's been disproven or not. Maybe it was like just a thing that happened, but it was cool. I read about it recently.
Maybe it was just a thing that happened. I don't know.
Maybe it was a fluke. You never know. I trust bees, though.
I don't, because they sting me. Really? I've never gotten stung by a bee.
Oh, I have.
My dog did when he was a puppy.
Oh, poor baby.
He had a big old snout that was all swole.
Oh, no.
He's an adorable puppy, though.
Oh, that's night.
Hello, Devo, if you're listening. Yes, I named my dog Devo. He's very good.
Is that like Diva, but with an
O? No, it's like the band Devo.
Oh, even better. I don't know that band.
Okay. It sounded like you were trying to do an impression of the lead singer.
Oh, is that what he sounds like?
Kind of.
I was channeling.
That's actually more. You're doing more B-52s.
Oh my gosh. So one time, this is another tangent.
Go ahead.
Oh, it's just, this has become the Elise Tangent podcast.
It is just, that's all this podcast ever has been.
The Elise Tangent podcast? I love it.
It's good.
Have you ever been to Elephant Mountain?
I've never even heard of it.
Elephant Mountain is where long ago a B-52 bomber crashed into a mountain. And the wreckage is still there from, like, the 1970s.
Wow.
We should Wikipedia that. Look up the Wikipedia page for that.
Elephant Mountain. Let's see.
Because I have been to it, and it's, like, my favorite place on Earth.
It's in Maine. Well, I've never been to Maine. Why would you ask me? Here we go.
Ah, it's in the 60s.
There's Look. A whole page for the crash.
Yeah, I knew it was.
Well, they're putting the friggin' the little donation ad in the middle of an article.
Yeah, Wikipedia, step it
up. Wikipedia, I liked it better when Jimbo was just staring at me from the top. Not this stuff. You can. What if Jimbo, what if he, like, appeared, but, like, hands appeared at first behind one of the, like, this left part with the image and info.
And then he just pulls it down.
No, he just pops up from the side, from the image on the side of the Wikipedia article and says, hey, if you can spare some cash, I would love that. It keeps me have a home.
Keeps me, oh, Jimbo.
Hi, I'm little Jimbo. I run this Wikipedia site. I help get the information into your noggin. Goodbye, bye.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, the 1963 Elephant Mountain B-52 crash. Whoa. Okay. It had 9 crew members on board and lost its vertical stabilizer due to buffeting stress during turbulence at low altitude and crashed on Elephant Mountain in Piscataquis County, Maine, United States. The pilot and navigator survived the incident, but no one else did.
Nice. Rest in peace.
Yeah, so basically, you can hike this mountain, and all the debris is still all in the woods, and it's all spread out, and it's been there for so long that trees have started growing through it.
So why did nobody pick it up?
I don't... Well, okay. We have
a Wikipedia article right here.
Oh, yeah. Let's figure it out. It's also very far north in Maine. Like, it's out in the middle of nowhere. You have to drive hours and hours and hours through the woods just to find it.
I love nowhere.
I assume that it was just easier to leave it there, but I don't know why.
That makes me think a little bit.
Yeah, so...
The crash site is owned by Plum Creek Timber Company. While the site has signs posted asking viewers to show respect while there, it has been vandalized with names carved in the wreckage... Or marked with permanent marker. You got it.
Oh, yeah. Good. Oh, get away. Yeah, there's like a big memorial up there too now for all of them.
Oh, God.
So it is like eerie to kind of be up there and be silent. And you're just like in the wreckage of this giant plane and you can crawl inside it. And then there's like, you know, the landing gears.
You can crawl inside the plane?
Yeah. And like. There's just stuff scattered everywhere, and it's just so eerie, but it's also strangely, like, peaceful. It is, because you've hiked through the woods to get there.
Hi.
Oh, it is, it's pretty cool. If you ever get up to the top of Maine.
There should be a WikiQuest hike episode.
WikiQuest hikes. Imagine hauling all of this equipment up there.
We wouldn't, I mean, there's such thing as portable recorders.
I mean, you're right, but I just like the idea of us, like, carrying our huge mic stands up the mountain.
I don't like that. I don't like anything about that.
We should rig them to a backpack.
No. Oh, God. I can have my arm, like, my Luxo arm microphone go from my backpack to my face.
Yeah, straight over the top.
That would be unnecessary. There's such a thing as portable recorders.
Okay, but that would be hilarious,
No.
Though.
Well, I mean, it would be hilarious because I look stupid.
Exactly.
Elise, you just want to make me look stupid.
That's my plan all along.
Pranked off. Okay, do you just want to do one last article?
Probably a good idea, partner.
Hey, thank you. Check it out. Ha, here's my ducky.
Flat Fork!
Flat Fork, Kentucky. Flat Fork is an unincorporated community within Magoffin County, Kentucky. United States. A post office was established in the community in 1934 and named for a fork in the nearby Little Paint Creek.
Oh my I God. Love this so much.
Everything about this is so wonderful. Oh boy, I wonder where in Kentucky this is. Maybe
Flat Fork.
Our good friend Sean Porter, friend of the show.
Oh, friend and colleague.
Artist of the Wiki Twin head mascot boys that we are.
Oh God.
I said boys again. We gotta stop.
No more boys. We have the coordinates, yeah. Sean. 35, 50, 16 North, 83, 143 West.
Well, you know what I gotta do? I gotta load them up.
Load them up.
No, let's go on Google Map. Okay, so nearby there is the Paintsville. That's not that. I guess it is nearby. Shut up. There is the Paintsville Lake Wildlife Area, Paintsville Lake State Park. I'm really liking Paintsville.
Sounds like they do a lot of art over there.
There's Wheelersburg.
There's a place named Ever. There's a place named Logville.
There's a place called Hargis. There's a place called Flat Gap. There's a place called Redbush. Place called Relief. Wow, there's a place called Dingus.
There's a place named Falcon.
There's a place called Dingus. I'm gonna look up Dingus, Kentucky. Dingus is an unincorporated community in Morgan County, Kentucky, on Kentucky Highway 437 between Elampton and Mima. The town is located 14 miles from West Liberty, the county seat. There was formerly a post office in the town, but residents are now served by the post office at Elk Fork, Kentucky.
Why are there so many forks around these parts?
I don't know. I like my forks.
What about spoons?
No, go.
Who gives spoons love these days?
Nobody. I'm not eating no pudding. That's for baby's food.
Oh my gosh, okay.
The community was named for the early postmaster, Charles B. Dingus, so everything in Kentucky is decided by the post offices.
Basically.
That's the rule.
That's the rule.
So what were you going to say, Elise? Spit it out.
I was going to say there was a child that I babysat this summer who was convinced that gummy candy was only for babies.
What?
He was like, I can't eat that. That's for babies.
What
and
a
I
stupid
was like,
kid.
What?
Was a stupid fucking kid.
No, I'm just
no,
wondering.
No, he's stupid.
No.
Dumb kid.
No.
Dumb kid. Doesn't even
he
know
He doesn't know any better.
Yes, that's why he's dumb.
I mean, he doesn't
dumb,
know
stupid
any better.
Kid.
I'm just thinking, you know, I'm sure a parent just said that in passing one time, you know, and imagine that kid just like believing it because he was like, no, I can't eat this. We had like fruit snacks. You know, he was like, I can't eat gummies. Those are for babies. And I was like, what?
I love the childhood thought that if babies eat it, you cannot have it.
I know. It's like this like really strong
I really hated
thing.
For a few years, I really hated the word silly.
Really? Because you thought it was a baby thing?
Mm-hmm. I thought it was a baby word.
Yeah. Like, children go through this development phase where they really, really have this intense desire to be independent. And
yeah.
They associate a baby being not independent, not able to do anything on its own. So,
I mean, it's not false.
That's true. That's a true statement.
Babies,
nice
babies.
Children. Can't walk.
Stupid babies
walk.
Can't pay taxes.
Oh,
they
you're
use friggin'
so right.
They use friggin' TurboTax.
Use TurboTax?
They can't do it by themselves like a normal man would. Or woman would. I'm about ready to wrap up this podcast. Are you, Elise?
Let's wrap it up.
Okay, so this podcast is produced, as always, by our wonderful, lovely producer, Emily Wiki Wrangler Walborn.
That's a tongue twister. I'm proud of you for that one.
Bless you. The audio engineering was not provided by Greg Farrington.
Too bad.
And, just don't worry about it. WikiQuest is available under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license, unless it's not. Portions of Wikipedia are licensed under the same license. Elise?
Yes?
Do you have anything you want to cough up?
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at WikiQuest. You should also submit some sounds, my friends. WikiQuestShow.org/sounds.
Yes, yes, yes. You'll get your little seconds of fame.
Oh, yeah.
You'll get listened to by all your friends who also everybody listens to WikiQuest. It's a worldwide phenomenon.
Subscribe to us on iTunes or your favorite podcast site. You can subscribe on WikiQuestShow.org.
Guys, it's apps these days. It's crazy. You have these little things on your little smart Chromes, and you just load them up, and it's like, oh, apps! And that's just all, I'm very passionate.
Ted loves his podcast apps.
I love my apps.
All of them. Mm-hmm. Love all my apps equally, like my children.
Haha, yes.
All right, well, be cool, be smart, be sage, be safe, stay in the light. Awesome. See you later, guys.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna go too. I'll catch you later.